It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, the 15th day. We're halfway through the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 22 degrees.
Our road conditions are better than yesterday afternoon, but we do have canyon restrictions this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, a lot of people are catching the flu in Utah this season, and the kids are most at risk.
The flu shot is not a perfect vaccine.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, this year's vaccine is not the best match for influenza B, and that's the strain that hits kids the hardest. Keegan McCaffrey with the Utah Department of Health says influenza B represents about two-thirds of Utah cases right now.
We've been tracking this new V virus for the last couple of years, and this is the first time that we've really seen it spreading in Utah and in the U.S.
Now, even if it is not the best match this year, the flu shot is still protective. Doctors say if you still get the flu, it won't be as severe after that shot. The vaccine can prevent those severe illnesses that might mean hospitalization or even death. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Partly cloudy and lower 40s for today. Then tomorrow's going to be another warm before the storm day, with strong winds and highs near 50.
The storm yesterday, boy, really came and went pretty quickly, but certainly left a mark as it moved through, especially in the higher elevations. For the morning drive on Friday, we do expect snow. There's our next storm. It will certainly play a role in the drive early Friday morning, and it looks like it slowly tapers off later in the day. And right now, the weekend is looking pretty good. Gets back up to about 40 or so for Saturday and for Sunday as well.
Grant says we'll be in the upper 30s for the weekend and then back into the lower 40s by Monday.
State lawmakers today will ask the head of the Division of Motor Vehicles about a controversial personalized license plate that was approved. The DMV has received some complaints about the license plate with the phrase deportem. Lawmakers today will ask questions about it in a hearing. State rules say personalized plates cannot express contempt for any race, religion, or political opinion.
Even though snowplow stayed busy yesterday, UDOT says their snowplow budget is holding up.
On one hand, UDOT has spent roughly $1 million more this year compared to last, but they're still below their average costs over the last 5 years. Their budget for this year was just over $24 million.
We are just over $11 million at this point.
Spokesman Zach Whitney says the biggest expense they have in clearing the roads is manpower, since they frequently have to make their drivers work overtime. But he also says it's hard to tell if their budget will be able to stretch out over the rest of the season, since some seasons have a lot more snow at the end. Luckily, there's no indication that will be the case this year.
We take these snow seasons year by year.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A U.S. Marine from Utah has been killed in a traffic crash in Southern California. KSL-TV's Dan Rascone reports the Marine Corps is not releasing the 19-year-old's name just yet.
Just after midnight, along the I-5 freeway in Carlsbad, north of San Diego, a pickup truck hitting head-on into a Pontiac Grand Prix. The driver of that truck going the wrong way, traveling southbound directly into northbound traffic after fleeing from police.
Dan reports the driver of that Grand Prix was from Orem. One witness tells NBC the driver of the pickup truck may have been going 100 miles an hour.
The 7th Democratic presidential debate was held in Des Moines. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle takes a look live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, 6 Democrats debated in Iowa last night, with Senator Elizabeth Warren saying ability to win is important going against President Trump.
The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women.
There was some debate about whether Bernie Sanders ever said a woman couldn't win the presidency. He flatly denied it. The full House set to vote around midday today to send articles of impeachment to the Senate. Trial manager set to be named this morning, with the Senate likely to begin work on impeachment next Tuesday. The president, rallying in Wisconsin, calls it political.
Our opponents say, we're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump. Let's impeach.
In other news, an airliner returning to LAX for an engine problem dumped jet fuel on school kids in Cudahy, California.
They're all treated and released. at scene here to their parents or their guardians.
60 people in all affected, 31 of them children. Delta says the fuel should have evaporated before reaching the ground. The plane landed safely. And the Boston Red Sox fire manager Alex Cora, as he's being investigated for stealing signs following the Houston Astros case. Both teams beat the Dodgers in the World Series in the years they're accused of cheating. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Iran's foreign minister is disclosing publicly the truth about the downing of the Ukrainian passenger jet last week.
Speaking on a trip to New Delhi, Iran's top diplomat, Mohammad Javad Zarif.
Last few nights, we've had people in the streets of Tehran demonstrating against the fact that they were lied to for a couple of days. But this was a very serious situation. We believe that it is. The fact that it wasn't disclosed early enough.
Initially, the Iranian government stated that a technical malfunction downed the plane. Zarif went on to praise Iran's military for, in his words, being brave enough to claim responsibility. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Coming up on KSL, on the heels of that presidential debate last night, what voters in Iowa are thinking about ahead of the important caucuses coming up.
And KSL traffic.
So far, no delays on the freeways, but we've got restrictions, chains, and four-wheel drives for big and little Cottonwood Canyons. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
There's snowy weather in the area. Stay tuned. Traffic update and reliable forecast on KSL News Radio, Utah's severe weather station.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. You know the kitchen is the heart of your home. So 2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit Bedrock Quartz to see 50 new countertop colors for your remodel.
My name's Doug Jessup. I'm with Sage Homes. We use Bedrock Quartz for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons that we use Bedrock Quartz is for their fabrication. I was very impressed with the quality, and we've been using Bedrock ever since, and it's been fantastic.
Visit one of our four Utah showrooms in West Jordan, Pleasant Grove, Layton, and St. George to see all the new colors.
When you're designing your new home, countertops are probably one of the biggest aspects of that home. You know, they're a statement.
And many of last year's best colors are still on sale through the end of the month.
Kitchen is absolutely the main focal point of a home. And that's why we feel it's so important that you do have the right countertop in the kitchen. We certainly feel like we get that from Bedrock Quartz.
2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit bedrockquartz.com.
Hey, if you're just getting out of bed this morning, we're keeping a close eye on a story related to the flu and a particular strain that is the toughest on kids right now. It may be a chance for moms and dads out there to take a second look at getting your children vaccinated.
In depth now on the Iowa caucuses, Iowa voters will kick off the presidential primary season on February 3rd.
Radio Iowa News Director Kay Henderson talked about Iowa Democratic voters and what they're looking for on CNN just moments ago.
I think in some respects they feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. They want to get this decision right. As you and others have reported, every nominee for the Democratic Party dating back to Al Gore has won the Iowa caucuses. So getting the imprint of winner behind your name on caucus night is very important, and the nominating process has been shown this century.
Yeah.
The other thing is that they're very focused on finding someone who they believe is the best match against Donald Trump in the general election. So, for instance, I was on the campaign trail last weekend, and a gentleman told me that he was weighing a decision between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. They have very little you know, in common in terms of ideology. What this voter had been looking at was the polls, and the polls told him that those two voters had the best, those two candidates, rather, had the best chance of defeating President Trump in November.
Electability still very much on the minds, obviously, of Democratic voters. It's interesting, though, over the past couple of years, the experts out there have talked a lot about how the caucuses of Iowa have been less and less important to the whole process. It used to be that it was sort of the bellwether that kicked off, you know, the direction of where the campaign was going to go. But it hasn't necessarily been that in the last few election cycles.
Seems like if you win Iowa, you don't go on to win the election.
Yeah, almost in the reverse. Yeah. You're right. We'll keep an eye on that story throughout the morning. At 5:09, though, we want to see what's happening on the roads. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy Farnsworth is in the traffic center. I followed a snow plow up the on-ramp onto I-15 this morning, Andy, and I thought we were expecting snow, but I think they're just making sure that with temperatures below freezing, we don't have icy spots.
Yeah, and I've seen them just drive around with the plows up and just throwing salt down just in case, and that's really helpful. This morning, the road conditions in the valleys much, much better than they were, obviously, yesterday afternoon, especially up on the East Bench and up near the University of Utah. So far, we're seeing full speeds along I-15, I-80, I-215. Going into the canyons, it's Big and Little right now that have changed four-wheel drive restrictions early this morning. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So I don't think there's any snow in the forecast for today, but let's get the details now with Grant.
Well, after the storm yesterday that really dumped some snow on the roads, valleys, benches, mountains yesterday, that storm's gone now. We get lots of sunshine, kind of cold out there early on. We'll see sunny skies through the day, high temperatures at 41. Tomorrow, it's a windy day, but warmer. Partly cloudy. We're up to 50 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
See where we are now. I know we're below the freezing mark, and that's why those plows are throwing salt right now. 22 degrees at Broadcast House.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll get a report on the debate last night. They didn't go after each other like I guess some of the experts thought they would. Experts thought there'd be a fight.
Well, it was the last last chance to make your mark, really, before the caucuses.
Right.
So, yeah, they played it pretty even,
they
think.
They did. There was a chance for, especially for Senator Warren and
Bernie
to go after each other on that topic of did you say it or not.
She did snub him on a handshake afterwards, which
is that the best they could do? Well, more on that in a moment, coming up on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up to Utah's news station.
I'm Carolyn Spencer Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year, and you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Sarah's complex is right here, Riverstone Apartments. Do you have the gate code?
No. Do you have the gate code?
No, just follow that guy's car in. We can beat the gates.
Good call.
Whoa, these things are really fast.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know. Do you have the gate code?
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
We have officially opened up the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Just kidding. It's always open. If you want to reach out to us this morning, be a part of the conversation by dialing us up at 575-0000. KSL News Time now, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
influenza B is a strain that's hitting Utahns and especially hard on kids. The flu shot is not the best match for it this year, but it is still protective. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Utah Jazz have now won 10 in a row. The Jazz took care of the Nets last night in Brooklyn. They haven't lost a game since before Christmas.
Unstoppable. Let's see what's happening on the roads out there. Third here, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
A little bit of a southbound delay, southbound near 106 South. Not seeing any other I-15 slowdowns anywhere from Ogden to Provo. And road conditions much better this morning than yesterday afternoon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold start to the day, but plenty of sunshine. We're up to 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is 22 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump at a rally in Milwaukee last night defending the killing of Qasem Soleimani and talking about next week's impeachment trial in the Senate against him.
Our opponents say, we're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump. Let's impeach him.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeting this morning that there can be no fair trial in the Senate if witnesses aren't called and documents aren't entered as evidence. ABC's Trish Turner in Washington with more on the procedure involved in all of it.
What we found out yesterday from Leader McConnell is that on Tuesday the 21st, we will start the trial in the Senate. The articles actually have to be walked over and read out loud so that then the chamber can be prepared and everyone can be ready.
Iran's foreign minister admitting that the Iranian people were lied to about the accidental shootdown of the Ukrainian jetliner.
Why did it happen? Because there was a crisis. People make mistakes, unforgivable mistakes, but it happened in the time of a crisis.
In India, he called it a very serious situation, the fact that the mistake wasn't disclosed earlier. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Democratic candidates for president spent over 3 hours debating last night, trying to convince Iowa voters and the rest of the nation why they should be the next president.
ABC's Lindsay Davis has the recap.
In the last debate, before the first votes are cast in Iowa, a reluctant face-off between the two progressive senators on stage.
Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
Bernie Sanders continuing to outright deny claims he told Elizabeth Warren during a private conversation in 2018 that a woman could not win the election.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States.
But Warren insists it happened and that the women on the stage are in better position to take on President Trump.
So can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy
so
and
true.
Me.
And in what could be a sign of simmering tensions, Warren pulled back from a handshake following the debate, abruptly ending the exchange. Last night's debate was also the first since President Trump ordered a strike against a top Iranian general, pushing foreign policy front and center. Sanders and former Vice President Biden battling it out over the origin of the Iraq War.
I not only voted against the war, I helped lead the effort against that war.
I said 13 years ago it was a mistake to give the president the authority to go to war.
But others, like veteran Pete Buttigieg, looking to the challenges of the future.
I bring a different perspective. There are enlisted people that I served with barely old enough to remember those votes on the authorization after 9/11, on the war in Iraq. The next president is going to be confronted with national security challenges different in scope and in kind from anything we've seen before.
Donald Trump is taking us pell-mell toward another war. We have a situation where he got us out of the Iranian nuclear agreement, something I worked on for a significant period of time. As president, I will get us back into that agreement.
As impeachment grips Washington, former Vice President Joe Biden insists it won't be a distraction if he becomes the nominee.
It doesn't really matter whether or not he's gone after me. I've got to be in a position that I think about the American people. I can't hold a grudge. I have to be able to not only fight, but also heal. And as President of the United States, States. That's what I will attempt to do.
The stakes were especially high for the three senators who were on that stage here last night, as they're going to basically have to come off of the campaign trail in order to attend that impeachment trial in D.C. for potentially the next few weeks for 6 days a week.
Like you said a minute ago, though, Amanda, what everybody's talking about this morning is the lack of fireworks and really nobody going after the front runner in the polls right now, Joe Biden.
As a viewer, I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Because I appreciate the discussion of the issues without anger, without vitriol, without, you know, attacking. I know that everyone expected it, but I appreciated that.
Yeah. On the subject of foreign policy, Klobuchar and Buttigieg did seem to be tacting more toward the middle of the road on most things. And Klobuchar had said that she would leave the troops in Iraq if she was president. Buttigieg going on to say that Iran not developing or not being able to develop a nuclear weapon would be a course of priority for his administration. Much more on this coming up throughout the morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519, let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, Retirement Planning, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with no crashes this morning and road conditions. A much different situation than when you went home last night. Roads are actually plowed and salted and ready to go for the day. No delays yet along I-15 from Provo to Salt Lake. And if you're heading south from Ogden, you don't even really have to slow down yet anywhere, including at the gates to Hill Air Force Base. I'm not seeing any backups. Into the canyon, maybe just a little bit as you go up over Parley's Summit, you might slow a tiny bit. But again, road conditions better than yesterday. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. How about a look at a 7-day forecast now with Grant?
Having a lot of sunshine today. High temperatures topping out about 41 for the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. The winds pick up and we hit 50 degrees. And then more snow showers in the works for Friday, especially in the morning. High temperatures that day, 38. A lot of clouds on Saturday, 37. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday. We're up 39. Back up to 40 on Monday with lots of sunshine. And then partly cloudy Tuesday, 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see how cold it is downtown this morning, because it's cold, especially compared to yesterday.
Yeah, it's like half the temperature.
It is half the temperature. Right now downtown, it's 22 degrees.
And that might mean some slick spots. We'll keep an eye on those on the on-ramps and off-ramps this morning. I know that's what the road crews are focused on. Hey, as you make your way in this morning, if you're like most people, you're looking at that gas gauge going, oh, gee, I got to fill this thing up again. We'd like to help you with that problem. We want to give you $500 in gas.
How would that come in handy?
Like real handy.
Yeah, especially after the holidays.
For more than a month handy.
When everybody's a little bit broke. You just go to KSLNewsRadio.com today to register for your chance to earn $500 in free gas. And then you just listen. It's that simple. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's First Stop, and KSL News Radio.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need. at libertymutual.com.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Equality takes a giant leap today, or maybe not. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. It's brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, the Virginia State Legislature set to vote today to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. State Delegate Sally Hudson.
It is high time that we add women to the Constitution, and Virginia is going to be the last state to make it happen.
Virginia will be the 38th and final state needed to reach two-thirds, giving sex the same status as race, age, and religion for protection from discrimination. However, the 1972 measure expired in 1979, three states short of ratification. That was soon extended to 1982, but a federal judge ruled the extension was invalid. The Supreme Court may have to decide the Equal Right Amendment's fate. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. If you're looking for a new job, it really does matter where you live. ABC's Daria Albinger has more.
It may still be a job seeker's market, but some places are better than others. Wallethub says these are the cities where you're most likely to be hired.
Number 5 is Fremont, California. 4 is Austin, Texas. 3, San Francisco. 2, South Burlington, Vermont. And number 1 was Scottsdale, Arizona.
But analyst Jill Gonzalez says it may be a little harder to find work in these places.
Jackson, Mississippi. Shreveport, Louisiana. Cleveland, Ohio. Toledo, Ohio. And Newark, New Jersey.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We were just talking about this morning, how Utah falls into those ranks. And there, according to a story in the Deseret News, 3 workers for every 4 jobs in the state. The report indicated there was an average of 81,333 jobs available per month in Utah in all of last year.
So if you're looking, it is a workers' market out there.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a job.
And when we've talked numbers before, we always talk about how these companies are having to get creative and offering things, maybe even on-the-job training that they may have never offered or otherwise offered, but they need people that know how to do the work, and they're willing to take the time to help you.
So maybe we, who are parents of high school graduates and college graduates, shouldn't be as nervous as we've been in years past.
No.
There's a job out there for them.
And by the way, it's not just high schoolers. If you've got 30-year-olds that are out there beating the streets trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life, raise your hand. There's jobs out there if you're just willing to work and learn and be responsible and dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how the markets are doing this morning. The futures markets, that's a weird-looking thing. I've never seen that before. The Dow Jones futures look like they're down 10. The S&P is off by 1. Am I looking at the right thing?
Oh, let me see. I've got Dow Jones futures down 20.
Okay.
I wonder if you're looking at the wrong
box. I don't know. I'll have
there
to pull it up.
S&P futures down 0.65, so just barely. And the NASDAQ futures are up 3 points right now.
All right. We'll sort all this out and keep an eye on your money news at 25 and 55 past the hour. Coming up, another peek at traffic.
Take control of your financial future at the Women in Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, April 17th at the Salt Palace Convention Center. Women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations are invited to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential female leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org, or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
Visit ksl.com/win to win great prizes. This week, win tickets to the Utah International Auto Expo. See over 350 of the hottest new cars and trucks all in one place this weekend at the Mountain America Expo Center, or win tickets to see comic legend Howie Mandel January 31st at the DeJour Peoria Center. And win tickets to play at Woodward Park City, a new facility for action sports lovers. It's all there. Enter now at KSL.com/win.
Join KSL, that's Amanda and I, at ARUP coming up next week. We'll be back on the 21st, noon to 3 in Sandy. You can make a difference in this new year by saving a life and receive a free movie ticket and popcorn from our friends at ARUP. 529 means another look at traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services, Retirement Planning. How we doing, Andy?
Oh, well, we're doing okay so far. No crashes to report. Drivers enjoying the full speed limit into Salt Lake City on I-15. It's a little bit slow right where 89 merges onto southbound I-15 in Farmington. And traffic on I-80 eastbound, just a little bit heavy going up past the Mountaindale and a little bit towards Parley Summit. But again, road conditions so much better this morning than they were as you went home yesterday afternoon. Updating your kitchen in 2020? Visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. And try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's check that forecast for today and see where the temperatures are going to go. Back over to you, Grant.
A lot of sunshine today. Very cold start, but we're up to 41 later. Not too bad. Mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Tomorrow really is going to warm up before the storm as those south winds pick up. Partly cloudy, 50 for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 5:30.
Right now, downtown, it's 22 degrees.
So far, a crash-free start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, we were just talking about it. Believe it or not, there are too many job openings in Utah right now.
There aren't enough workers to fill those jobs. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with the numbers, John.
Yeah, Amanda, as a result, these employers are now competing against one another to find workers. An analysis by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce shows there are fewer than 3 available workers for every 4 open jobs here in Utah. That makes it the 5th lowest ratio of job seekers to open positions in the nation. Data shows this is Utah's lowest ratio in quite some time, since it's about 15% tighter than last year and 85% tighter than a decade ago. This follows a national trend since there's about 1 million more job openings across the country than people looking for work. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Graham Wayman. Yesterday's storm was a bit stronger than expected, at least in parts of the valley. Brought some heavy snow just in time to make a mess of the afternoon commute.
We're clearing out today, and we're really going to be warming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's looking like one of those warm before the storm days because we're going to hit about 50 or so, and those south winds will really be going. So that'll help mix the air, warm it up. And yes, that does mean one more storm is on the way before we get to the weekend. And it looks like this one hits very late, like say after midnight Thursday, super late early in the morning on Friday.
Grant says that storm expected to continue through much of the day on Friday, but should clear up by Saturday.
UDOT's snowplows have been busy lately, but the yearly snow removal budget is still holding up. UDOT spokesman Zach Whitney believes they'll be ready for more storms.
We have a whole weather team that keeps us informed of what's upcoming so that we can plan and that we can track and we can plan for the resources and the personnel for each storm as they come in.
Whitney says they've actually spent about $1 million more for snow removal this year than they did at this point last year, but it's still below the 5-year average.
Summit County has become the latest place in Utah to let you text 911. Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright says it will help people with disabilities.
This also allows us to reach out to our deaf and hearing impaired community, which has historically been a little bit more difficult to communicate with them when they're in need of emergency services.
Lieutenant Wright says it can also help those who don't feel safe making a call. If you want to text 911, first responders recommend writing down your address and what's happening, but don't send photos.
A development plan to develop 900 acres in the northwest part of Harriman seems to be getting more approval than a previous plan. KSL TV's Ashley Moser reports the county rejected a plan in 2018.
At the end of December, they released some new plans to build only 6,600 units on the 933 acres in a mixed housing type with apartments, single-family homes, as well as commercial spaces, common areas, open spaces, also a trail system. It would also include a 100-acre Utah State University educational campus built in phases over a 25-year period.
This was the first of 2 hearings on the proposed development. The next one is scheduled for January 28th at Copper Mountain Middle School.
The impeachment article's delay is set to end today. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, the U.S. House votes today on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate. Democrats still pushing for witnesses to be called. Senator Chuck Schumer.
Who has ever heard of a trial without witnesses and documents?
House trial managers expected to be named this morning, with Senate leaders saying the trial could begin on Tuesday. Well, Democrats running for president debated in Iowa last night. Joe Biden made his case versus the party's progressives.
I am the one who has the broadest coalition of anyone running up here.
There was an exchange between Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders about whether Sanders told her in 2018 a woman couldn't win the presidency. Phase one of the China trade deal is signed today. Vice Premier Liu He is in Washington to agree to buy more American goods, especially farm products.
Made and produced right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
President Trump at a campaign rally last night. The U.S. agrees not to add new tariffs. And 60 people, including 31 school kids, treated after being hit by jet fuel in Southern California. A Delta airliner had engine trouble, dumped fuel before landing back at LAX. The fuel did not entirely evaporate before covering a school playground. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, don't bring cash if you want to see the hottest team in the NBA this weekend.
I like the way you put that. And we'll check your KSL traffic.
So far, no crashes. Road conditions much improved over yesterday afternoon. Only restrictions in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons to Chain's four-wheel drives. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News time is 5:35.
We're all news. All morning.
Utah County led the state in growth.
Mainly from people moving in.
Then it's Dave and Debbie at 9. Boyd Matheson at 11. And now, Lee Lunsbury at 12:30 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com. So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
If you're just waking up with us this morning, you may see some snowplows on the roads today. It's not because we're anticipating valley floor white stuff. It's just that they're trying to keep ahead of any slippery conditions on ramps and off ramps and circle ramps and all of those things. So expect you might have a bit of a slowdown this morning as they get things ready for the commute.
Vivint Arena will be completely cashless in time for the next Jazz home game. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, that's right. No more cash to buy food or merchandise at Vivint during games or concerts. They'll only accept credit or debit cards, prepaid cards, and mobile payments. Those who only brought cash can go to a kiosk and convert it into a MasterCard prepaid debit card. They've been making this change since last October. They say it will speed up the lines, in fact, reducing some time spent in line for snacks by up to 30%. Some vendors even have in-seat delivery through the smartphone app. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Those lines might be getting longer as more Jazz fans clamor to see this team play. The Jazz have now won 10 in a row They beat the Nets 118-107 last night in Brooklyn. Joe Ingles tied his career high of 27 points.
Rudy was setting great screens. They opened up the guards, especially in that first half. They adjusted a little in the second half, but we got some really good looks, and all our guys took the shots they gave us.
This was the sixth time in his career that Ingles has finished with 27 points, three starters, 20 points plus. It is safe to say this team or this organization has never had more offensive power on a team for a single year than they have right now.
It's exciting. They're
crazy.
Yeah. A shocker in the NFL. One of the best defensive players of the last decade abruptly retired yesterday. Carolina Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly says he still wants to play, but...
You know, there's only one way to play this game since I was a little kid is to play fast and play physical and play strong. And at this point, I don't know if I'm able to do that anymore. And that's the part that is the most difficult.
Kuechly has suffered multiple severe concussions in his career. You could tell he was emotional there.
Yeah.
In eight seasons, he collected nearly 1,100 tackles, the most in the league. He was a five-time first-team All-Pro and made seven Pro Bowls. But, you know, if his body is telling him it's time to stop, then good for him in doing the right thing.
And if you think about these guys, and it happens all the time in pro sports, in their 30s or 40s, this is all they've done since they were a tiny kid.
Exactly.
What a decision to have to walk away from the game you love so much.
But bravo in his having the courage to do that. 5:39, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, Retirement Planning, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with traffic in decent shape. Volumes are light on the freeways. Road conditions, better than you might have thought when you were going to bed last night, but right now just starting to see a little bit of a south gate delay at Hill Air Force Base. Traffic a little iffy as you go east from Park City in that long stretch towards Colville and Echo, but I don't see any significant delays. Going into the canyons this morning, Big and Little have changed four-wheel drive restrictions, but I haven't seen any problems going through Sardine Canyon if you're headed to Logan. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to the Weather Center now with Grant.
Well, it's cold out there this morning in the wake of that storm yesterday. Lots of sunshine today, though we're up to 41. Nice looking day once we get into the afternoon hours and it warms up. Really warms up tomorrow. Winds pick up. Partly cloudy, 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City at Broadcast House, 22 degrees.
Americans get 20% more robocalls this year than we did the year before. I wonder how many I get while I'm sitting here on the air every morning.
That you don't have to answer.
Yeah, they're just on silent. We're going to talk more with Jim Ryan in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
I've gotten to the point where if I don't recognize a number, I just don't bother. Going to be a great conversation next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along this morning with Utah's News Station.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year, and you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Two things plumbers hear a lot. Too much hard water, or there's not enough hot water for everyone to shower. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've ever had either of those thoughts, this might be your lucky day. You see, January and February are two of the slowest months for our plumbers, and like we periodically do, if you'll help us keep our plumbers busy, we'll make it worth your while. Through the end of February, we're including a free water softener when you have us install a Noritz tankless water heater. The best part of this deal just might be that you never have to worry about being the last one to the shower again, or that you don't have to waste money keeping 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24/7. To take advantage of this deal, call Any Hour Services before the end of February. The visit's free and there's no obligation to buy. If you decide to have us install a Noritz tankless water heater, we're going to throw in the water softener for free. Yep, free softener when you purchase a tankless water heater. So pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services to get all of the details. 801-443-7600. 801-443-7600, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
Scott Mitchell and Alex Curie here for Big O Tires.
We're in the middle of winter here, Scott, and that means you got to make sure to take care of your car, take care of yourself, be the safest version of you on the road with the Big O tires. And they have a special. You buy any Big O tire right now, and you're going to get a 3-year warranty that's included with those Big O brand tires.
And they have the lowest prices on every tire every day with all kinds of brands: Michelin, Goodyear, Yokohama, Pirelli, Toyo. They even have their own brand, Alex. And you know what else they have? They have no credit needed financing available. So no matter what's your situation, your budget, they've got the lowest prices for every tire and everything you need today.
Stop by your local Big O Tires. I use the one here in downtown Salt Lake City, but they have locations everywhere. They're not just going to hook you up with the tires. Do you need that oil change? Do you need those new wiper blades? We had to get some recently because that ice scraped off the old ones. So go get your car taken care of and get yourself safer on the road with Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com. That's BigOTires.com.
You want to talk about a way to keep you safer on the road? That would be by downloading the KSL News Radio app so that you always have at your fingertips any information that you may have missed or any late breaking information with that app, thanks to our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time 5:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, is Utah's economy a little too hot right now? There are fewer than 3 workers available for every 4 jobs in the Beehive State, one of the lowest ratios of job seekers to open jobs in the country.
Second, the Utah Jazz are still the hottest team in the NBA after winning their 10th straight game last night in Brooklyn. The Jazz will go for 11 wins in a row tomorrow night in New Orleans.
And third, of course, keeping an eye on commute this morning, the beginnings of it anyway, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
And so far, all clear on the freeways, delay-wise, no problems or backups or crashes to report, even on the city streets as of yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold start to the day, but plenty of sunshine. We're up to 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 22 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
The articles of impeachment against President Trump are expected to be walked from the House to the Senate later this afternoon. The Senate trial is set to start next week. The latest Democratic presidential debate featuring 6 qualifying candidates happened last night in Des Moines. Here's ABC's Megan Trevisian.
Former Vice President Joe Biden hitting Senator Bernie Sanders for not being candid with voters about the costs of his plans.
I think we need to be candid with voters. I think we have to tell them what we're going to do and what it's going to cost.
In the first debate since President Trump ordered a strike against Iranian General Soleimani, the candidates spent time discussing foreign policy.
President Trump at a rally in Milwaukee last night defending the decision to kill the Iranian general.
The Democrats are outraged that we killed this terrorist monster.
President Trump signing a preliminary trade deal with China later today at the White House. Iran's foreign minister disclosing publicly more about the downing of the Ukrainian jetliner, saying the demonstrations that broke out across the country were because the Iranian people were lied to. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Americans received 20% more robocalls in 2019 than they did the year before, and some states are getting more calls than others.
Joining us live is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Break down those numbers for us, Jim, if you would.
Well, yeah, it's staggering, Amanda. You talk about 2018 and into 2019, there was a 20% rise in the number of robocalls, 58 billion of those calls were placed across the country. Now, some of these, of course, are useful and helpful. They're from your doctor's office reminding you of an appointment or the pharmacist telling you you've got some drugs to pick up. But by and large, these calls are from salespeople or, worse, from scammers, people trying to get your personal information, trick you into giving up your social security number, your bank account information, whatever it might be. And so, yeah, there have been pushes in recent years to try to do something about it. The most recent one signed by President Trump called TRACED, the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act.
Am I confusing two things here? I thought we took care of a lot of these problems with the Do Not Call list that we all signed up for.
Yeah, did you notice that that lasted for maybe a few months and then you started getting calls again?
Yeah.
Well, if you get onto the, you're supposed to get back on the do not call list now. And if you do that, then you're supposed to have extra protections under this TRACED Act. It would allow it to allow the calls to be more easily traced and potentially blocked. And so, yeah, it's probably worth getting back on there, Tim. It's not going to stop every robocall that you're getting right now, but it could potentially help out in this new process of trying to cut into the scam, the nuisance calls, in other words.
I didn't realize that the pharmacy and the dentist office calls were lumped in with all of those scam calls, because I appreciate those calls from the pharmacy.
Well, right, and those are the ones you don't want to be blocked. And unfortunately, industry, Verizon, AT&T, the other providers, say that if they are forced to put up these call block mechanisms, this technology that could block these calls, some of those useful calls might not get through to you, and there could be some liability issues if you miss an appointment or you don't pick up your drugs. So they are concerned about that. And yet there are apps you can purchase even now to try to cut into those numbers. But you're right. I mean, they're grouped in together, but they have to find a way to try to cull out those calls that you don't want against the ones that you do. Interestingly, if you look at the states that have the most calls, the most calls in the country last year was Maryland. And in Maryland, the average person there was getting something like 18 calls a month. The East Coast has several states. But head out to the West, Nevada ranked number 2, Arizona number 6, and Colorado number 3. Utah somehow has escaped the worst of this list, of robocalls.
Hmm. Bummer, Jim. I know you got to run, but the downside of this, too, is we're headed into an election year. My guess is that means we're going to get more of those kinds of things.
Well, yeah, the campaign types of calls. And again, we're talking about issues that relate to blocking calls, free speech and paid advertisements and all the rest. The best thing, I mean, if you get a live person on the phone, that doesn't count as a robocall. If it's a person calling you to encourage you to vote for one person or another, you still might want to hang up on them, but at least that's not in with this robocall mechanism.
Will you remind me of that address that we go to sign up to protect ourselves?
If you go on Google, because there are different places around the country that you can get onto the Do Not Call list, but just Google Do Not Call and for your particular state, and you should be able to get to that place fairly easily.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. Jim Ryan on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
5:49 means it's time for another check of those roads out there, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, looking at I-15, it's been a decent drive this morning. Volumes have been fairly light, but starting to see a lot more cars hitting the road in that southbound stretch from Clearfield to Kaysville, and a little bit more northbound between Midvale and Murray. But again, no extra time added to your drive this morning. Maybe a touch if you're going up over Parley's Summit this morning. Road conditions in Park City still look a little bit wet. SR-224, a little bit on I-80 east of the Highway 40 junction going towards Wanship. But otherwise, no snowy conditions that you have to deal with. And just be careful on some of those exits and overpasses. They may still be a little bit icy. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast. There might be a little bit of snow in there somewhere. Back to you, Grant.
A lot of sunshine today after a very cold start. We're up to 41 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and windy. Hits 50 and then more snow in the works for Friday, especially in the morning. A high temperature that day, 38. A lot of clouds on Saturday, 37. Sunshine up 39 on Sunday. Nice looking Monday. We get sun and 40 degrees. And then partly cloudy Tuesday, 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And 22 degrees downtown.
Looking forward to sitting down with Rob at Superior Water and Air later in this week. We haven't seen him in a while, but we always enjoy our visits because we learn something about the plumbing industry. And he's the first to tell you that he knows this industry has a little bit of a problem with credibility or trust. Not so with Superior Water and Air. He's really put that at the forefront of his business model. Matter of fact, this is the business that Utah has trusted since 1956.
I think that's why Rob's been so successful, is because he has such a trustworthy business. He knows that if you're going to invite somebody into your home, you need to know that this person is not only going to do a fantastic job and fix whatever needs fixing, but that they're not going to overcharge you, and they're going to treat you well and your kids well and whoever's there in the home, and you're going to feel comfortable.
And it really goes to just about anything that may be tied to plumbing. That's water treatment systems, air conditioning, generators, you name it. Superior Water and Air can do it. They say, don't worry, we got this. So call them at 974-9090.
Or go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
Today, I'm a computer engineer, but my great-great-grandfather was a printing press operator, and his father was an apple farmer. Thanks to technology, discovering my family story was easy, and you can discover yours at RootsTech, the world's largest family and technology conference. Register today for RootsTech 2020. Don't miss this incredible 4-day event, February 26th through 29th.
and discover how to make family connections to the past, present, and future. Join thousands of people from all around the world and learn from over 300 classes on topics such as DNA, capturing family stories, and preserving legacies. Hear from celebrity keynote speakers and entertainers such as Emmett Smith, David Kennerly, and Ryan Hamilton. Day passes start at just $99. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover your roots at Roots Tech, the world's biggest family celebration and DNA event, February 26th through the 29th at the Salt Palace. Register today at rootstech.org.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU again this morning. Love where you bank. Amazon and FedEx are playing nice again. Amazon had banned its third-party sellers from using FedEx, saying the shipping company wasn't making deliveries on time, but that ban has now been lifted. FedEx says this is good news for both companies' customers.
It is time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
BYU is 2-1 through 2 weeks of West Coast Conference schedule. Every league game is critical as the Cougars try to keep up with number one ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs, who are undefeated in league play as usual. And the Zags continue to elevate the profile of the West Coast Conference, according to former BYU head coach Dave Rose.
Because to win this league, you got to be one of the best teams in the country, and not only at, you know, the one-on-one, head-to-head, but you got to beat them in a 16-game schedule. You know, you're both playing, and that's a real challenge. And so I think that the league has really improved as everybody continues to try to chase the Zags.
BYU will have the opportunity to take down the number one Zags coming up on Saturday. But before they face the Zags, they'll host the San Diego Toreros tomorrow night at the Marriott Center. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Classic business dilemmas are often either-or choices. Either low cost or high quality. Either fast food or good food. Either high tech or high touch. Giving both and thinking gets us out of these conceptual traps. The tech company is able to deliver higher quality, better performance, and a lower price. The food truck delivers restaurant-quality food faster than a fast food franchise. Both and thinking leads to better workplace conditions, too. We can find ways to have higher flexibility and higher productivity. Learn more about both and business strategies in a Huntsman MBA online program, currently accepting applications. Apply now. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free and the result
could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Listen up. We're rewarding KSL listeners with $500 in free gas.
We're giving away Maverick fuel cards
three times a day, starting January 21st.
Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com to register.
And then just listen.
Thanks for making us part of your daily commute.
From Maverick, adventure's first stop at KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute. Brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, road conditions in the Salt Lake Valley and down on the floors of the valleys are actually pretty decent. A little bit iffy on I-80 east of Park City and on some of the Park City streets. Those are a little bit more wet. At the higher elevations, that's probably what you'll see. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons are open, but with chains four-wheel drive restrictions. However, everywhere else, don't see any crashes. Only a little bit of a delay at the South Gate to Hill Air Force Base right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, let's take a look at how this weather shapes up for the rest of the day today. Going to be warm at 41, but look what happens tomorrow. Again, some of that warm before the storm. We'll get to 50. I'd be curious to see if that's a record or how many days in the month of January we hit the 50-degree mark. I'm going to guess not many. But Friday, of course, a return to winter with about a 60% chance of precipitation. Right now in Salt Lake City, 22 degrees.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Well, good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock, and it's Wednesday, the 15th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's cold, 21 degrees.
Little Cottonwood Canyon now closed for avalanche control. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, a strain of the flu is hitting Utah hard this season, especially kids.
People will always be at some risk of getting flu, even if they've had the vaccine.
KSL.